This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can somebody help me to respond? Is okay? Is my sound okay? Is my sound okay, brothers and sisters? Can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum. Can somebody just respond to me and say it's okay? My sound is okay. Okay? Okay. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen for His blessing, for His guidance. We always choose to start our tazkira, our reminder, by reciting Khutbatul Hajjah. It's the thing that our Prophet chose to recite this every time when he is reminding his Ummah, especially Khutbah Jumu'ah, Khutbah Idul Fitri, and Idul Adha. Now, brothers and sisters, I just want to remind myself and all the good brothers and sisters who have been following us, and those who are not yet Muslim also has been following us. May Allah guide you. Now, it's so important that the Prophet chose this Khutbatul Hajjah is to remind us to be thankful, to be grateful to the Creator, Allah Rabbul Alameen. Because the power of being grateful and thankful is that we will qualify ourselves to be blessed by Almighty Allah. إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah will increase His blessing. But if we are not grateful and thankful, then whatever Allah have given us, there's no more barakah. We still can receive something from Almighty Allah. It's just like our parents keep on giving us things, but they are not feeling good in themselves. They just have to give because we are their children. Now, if you want something more than that, you should learn how to be thankful, grateful. Now, then the Prophet keep on asking us, نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ We must be humble enough. When you have any problem, anything to do with something that you cannot control, the first thing that we should ask for help, the first place that we should seek Allah for help is from Allah. وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُ Because Allah loves us to call upon Him. He is the first. When you have problem, you have to ask Him first. Then we can ask others. He will guide us. And then وَنَسْتَغْفِرُ And also we must keep on asking forgiveness. We have done We have been doing a lot of things that is not right. We have been very judgmental, very ungrateful. And when we have what Allah has given us, we just ignore Him. It's like, no, when we get what we want, we ignore our parent. How do you feel? If you give somebody something because you love the person and that person ignore you. Now, brother and sister, And then our Prophet said, ask Allah to help you to purify your inner self. This is what Ramadan also wants from us. Not only to fast in the daytime, abstain from food and drink, you must try to get out all the negative feeling inside us, all the negative character, attitude. Last night I was sharing with all of you about the bad thing about be angry for no reason. You can get angry for the right reason. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did mention that man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa atta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman. Islam do allow us to get angry, but for the right reason. That's why the Prophet said, whoever love for the sake of Allah, meaning you love what Allah loves, and he hates, he get angry for the sake of Allah, and he give, he donate, he contribute for the sake of Allah, and he withhold, he don't give, he don't contribute also for the sake of Allah, because it is not right to give support to something that is wrong. It's not right to give people money when we know that he's using our money to buy drugs, to buy liquor, to buy cigarette. It's not right. Example. Then the Prophet said, فَقَدْ اسْتَقْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. Indeed, you have a sound iman. That means our iman is okay. We have to check all these things. Is something that we have to check within ourselves. Only we know about our weaknesses. And then we ask Allah, "O min sharri a'malina, O Allah, help us to purify ourselves and help us to do only deeds that please you." This is Ramadan. Whatever we do, we want to do it for the sake of Allah. And remember, this is the second Jumu'ah. Because we start fasting the first Jumu'ah, and this is the second Jumu'ah. They got another extra blessing. Because the Prophet said, Jumu'ah ila Jumu'ah muqaffarat bainahuma. From one Jumu'ah to another Jumu'ah, whatever sins that we have committed will be erased by Allah Almighty. Ramadan again, Allah erased our sin, the past sin. And then we stand up for night prayer, again Allah erase the past sin. See the mercy of Allah Rabbul Alameen. So what should we do now? In Jumu'ah, you remember, brothers and sisters, if especially the brother who will go to perform the Jumu'ah prayer, they will never fail to listen to the reminder of the khatib, the one who delivering the khutbah. And he will say, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah. O you who believe, have taqwa in Allah. Haqqa tuqati. And be truthful in your taqwa. Be committed. Not only on and off. It should be on always. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And remember, you make sure you will never end your life until you have submit yourself to Allah. Remember what Allah said in other ayah, يَوْمْ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَبَنْ. There will come a day, our day. Everyone have their own day. The day that we are going to depart from this life to go back to Allah. Allah said, يَوْمْ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَبَنُنْ. The day will come, your children, your wealth, whatever you have, cannot benefit you anymore. Cannot help you. Illa man atallah biqalbin salim. Except those who come back to Allah with their heart submitted to Allah. A very submission heart. That means they are ready. Now, how to know that we are ready? We must have taqwa. Allah promised us in Surah Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ, whoever have taqwa in Allah, have faith in Allah. You have a strong faith, no more doubt. I believe in Allah. Allah said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجَهَا. We know all of us are having a lot of problems because of the coronavirus. We know there's a lot of pain, suffering. But Allah promised us, if you want to find a way out of this problem, there's something I like to remind, especially we hope that leaders of the country, leader of the world, should always remember this ayah. Whoever have faith in Allah, have taqwa. I, Allah, the Creator, will show us the way out to solve our problem. And not only that, one of the biggest problems that we are facing today is risk. The whole world, most of the country, is losing by billions because of the lockdown. No production, no activities, very minimal. So everything just stopped. I came to know in one state in our country, a lot of hotels is closing down. They just cannot take it anymore. Some still hold on, but some just cannot. You know this why? Because we have financial crisis, economic problem. A lot of foreign workers, they are having a lot of problem. We are trying our best to reach out to them to see what we can do. Alhamdulillah. Last night, yesterday, we have tried to reach out. It takes us about 2 hours to help to pass food, dried food, about 100 people. We have extra, but we just don't have enough time. And we continue today. We just cannot just keep quiet. Allah said, when you have taqwa, I will show you way out. And I, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِ, I will provide for you. I will give you the risk. The fear that we have today about the financial problem, the economic problem. Allah said, I am the provider. Ar-Razzaq is Allah. The important thing, you must have trust in Allah. And Allah continue by saying, وَمَنْ يَتَوَقَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. If only we learn how to trust, have faith in Allah, enough. It is enough. By having faith and do what we can do, then you see the risk of Allah will come back. And you can see, one of the signs is when Allah send down rains. Rain, water, is a source of life. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ الْمَاءَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Don't you believe that through water I give back life to the earth? Then inshallah, we must have that taqwa now. And this is the second one. We hope that our taqwa has increased. And when Allah said, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, make sure nothing, none of us, will depart or go back to Allah until we have submit to Him, become a practicing Muslim, not just a traditional Muslim, Muslim by name. No. Remember that. We should be a practicing Muslim, a daily Muslim, with the daily dua, zikr. Remember last night I did also remind all the good brothers and sisters about one saying of the Prophet that I add. Al-Muslim man saliman muslimun min lisanihi wa yadi. Min lisan wa yadi. These are important things. Wala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Every Jumaat, the Imam will recite this in his khutbah to remind us, Muslim, be a Muslim. A Muslim is a person who take care of his tongue and his hand so that they will never use his tongue or his hand to cause harm to another Muslim. When you see something is so bad, try to make it better. When you see somebody is so wrong, try to remind him. Try to advise him. If you can't, just raise up your hand and ask Allah for guidance. Ask Allah for help. At the end of the day, who is the one who changed the heart of every one of us? Only Allah. Ya muqallib al-qulub. We say, oh Allah, the one who keep on turning the hearts of all of us. Thabbit qalbi ala dini wa ala ta'ati. We say, oh Allah, make my heart steadfast in obeying you and in following your religion. We need that. We need Allah's help. I'm sorry there's some delay tonight because of some technical problem from my side. Now, I want to end my short tazkirah tonight with this hadith from Anas ibn Malik. It was authentic by Tirmizi, wa Nasa'i, wa Ibn Majah. Brothers and sisters, all of us want to have a good ending. Not only you and me, we want our family also to have a good ending. Our children that we love so much, our grandchildren that we love them, sometimes more than our own children now, because our children is grown up. But now our grandchildren, Allahu Akbar. We want everybody to be in Jannah. Our good friend, our good neighbors. Now, you remember what I remind all of you? Don't forget to teach your children the dua after wudu. Because the fadila, the reward is, if he or she will die after taking wudu and making that dua, 8 gates of paradise is open for them to enter. Allah. And don't forget the dua after azan, please. I feel sad sometimes when I ask some children, until now they don't memorize. This is some daily thing that our children, you, me, is making wudu every day because we perform prayer every day. And also, we hear azan every day. How can we be so naive? How can we excuse ourselves? You can't. By reciting dua after wudu, you are making it easy for the children to go to paradise. By answering the azan, after the azan, we recite a dua, you are qualified. You, me, and our children will be qualified to receive the intercession from our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who gave it to him? Allah. Now, back to the hadith that I was going to try to share with you. Anas ibn Malik said, whoever make this dua, Allahumma adqilna jannatak, 3 times, Allahumma follow me, to recite this, Allahumma adqilna jannatak, Allahumma adqilna jannatak, Allahumma adqilna jannatak. وأجرنا من النار وأجرنا من النار وأجرنا من النار. Whoever said this three times, the Prophet said, the caretaker of paradise, Angel Ridwan, will pray to Allah, let him come to me, let him come to Jannah. We just have to keep on asking. And whoever said, oh Allah, Allahumma ajirna minanna, three times, protect me from hellfire, protect me from hellfire, protect me from hellfire. The caretaker of hell will make prayer, oh Allah, save him from me. See, sometimes we always overlook simple dua and simple thing that we do, and we do it continuously. The reward is so great. So brother and sister, please don't underestimate the little this dua zikr that we are doing, because the reward from Allah is so great. And the last thing that I also want to recap again, remember last night we said, the Prophet reminded us, when some sahabat asked him, Abdullah bin Amir bin As, asked him, what can I do so that Allah will not be angry with me? The Prophet just said, La taqda, don't be angry. And then Abu Hurairah said again, a man came and asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, teach me something that is easy for me, simple, and also I can memorize it. I will remember it always. The Prophet also answered, La taqda, don't be angry. So please, try our level best. We know all of us is having a lot of pressure here and there. Please, especially when you talk to your children, don't get upset. Just talk to them with love, with respect. You must also respect them. I would like to call upon all the good children. Please, if you want to be a righteous children, the best children, a successful children, learn how to respect the elders, your parents. Listen to them. Because the parents always want the best for the children. And for the parent, please, you cannot be a good parent. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you want to be one of his ummah, you should love your children. That is why the Prophet said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُوَكِّرْ كَبِيرَنَمْ, to the children, to the younger people. You cannot be one of us, my ummah, if you show no respect to your parent, to the adult, to the elders. And then the Prophet continued. He said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُوَكِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا. This is for the adult, for you and me, the elder, the father figure, the mother figure, the grandfather, the grandmother. You are not one of my ummah, the Prophet said, if you do not show love to the young one. Let us make Jumu'ah. We are going to Saturday now, but at least is a reminder. Let us try to improve ourselves and make the best of this Ramadan. I hope Allah Rabbul Alameen will keep on showering His mercy upon us and make it easy for us to make changes within ourselves. Even if it's difficult sometimes, but remember, at the end of the tunnel, there is like Noor waiting for us. The important thing is we want to end our life as a very successful person. We don't want to suffer in the next life. If you suffer here temporarily, alhamdulillah. But it's not safe to suffer over there. We will regret. So may Allah guide us, brothers and sisters. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman and make us loving parents. And may our children, righteous children, who respect us, honor us. And respect must be earned. You cannot buy a respect. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our prayer, forgive all our sin. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are going through some suffering, some pain, who are not well. That may Allah give them a very fast recovery. Amin ya Rabbal Alamin. And whoever have been doing good deeds, helping the poor, feeding the poor, may Allah reward all of you kindly. Yeah? And this is part of our activities in Al-Qadim that we are doing almost every day, yeah, in Ramadan, to try to reach out, yeah, at least 200, yeah, poor people to have iftar. May Allah make it easy for all of us, and we hope that everybody will try to do something good in this month. The best way to do things, you do it collectively, because Allah loves anything that we do in the spirit of jama'ah rahmah. They have got extra blessing when you do things collectively. So may Allah accept all our good deeds. And may Allah protect all of us, protect this country, protect our leader from any fitan. Amin. Ya Rabbil Alamin. Wa bilai taufiqi wa akhri da'wana. Walhamdulillah bil alamin. I hope that we don't forget all the hadith I share with you. Maybe tomorrow night or after tomorrow, I may ask you, all of you again, so that you are prepared. Because it's no point I keep on sharing all the good hadiths and you keep on forgetting. So I will keep on praying that all of you will not forget the beautiful saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.